Hey guys, welcome to Playtime episode 12. We're here with Miles today. How are you?
Good, man. I'm very good because I've just had this mango and...
Just tastes like orange juice to me, mate.
What? Well, yeah. Mine's mango, yours is strawberry.
This
also,
is strawberry.
Rarity that I have anything from McDonald's. However, can I just say...
Wait. That's obviously not strawberry.
It is. It's strawberry and lemonade. Strawberry lemonade.
Really? Mm. Oh, I wouldn't buy it again, but thanks anyway for buying it for me.
Well, can I just say, Laura's a bit annoyed because Charlie and I won £200.
It's a fucking con though.
And wireless earbuds. However, you download the app, you redeem your code, and you've got to win three of these bad boys to actually win. Why say win if I haven't won?
Well, it gets you hooked.
Yeah, well, it did. I'll tell right now. McDonald's, you're going to be seeing me soon. Yeah. I'm going to win.
Yeah, mate. You're literally exactly the type of person they're looking for.
Yeah. I've fallen into their trap.
After you realised you didn't win £200, you were like, you know what? I'm going to stick it to McDonald's and start buying from them. And like, nice one, mate.
Such easy marketing.
You're really fucking in there.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to buy loads of coffees, loads of meal deals.
And win something.
And win something, yeah? Yeah. Have that, McDonald's.
Yes.
Who said that we're easily pleased? Who was that?
That was Melissa.
Melissa, yeah. Easily pleased.
Yeah.
Clearly.
So, yeah, best of luck with it, mate. Thanks, to be honest, mate. I'm already out.
Didn't care, did you?
It's not for
you
me.
Got hyped for a bit, though. You were like, oof.
Yeah, I did think he was a little bit too good to be true, though. You know, I'm quite a cynical person.
I was hopeful. Optimistic, you know? Got to be optimistic in life.
Yeah, you do. Maybe I should be a bit more optimistic. Maybe you'll win something.
Maybe a mix of us two together and we have the perfect human.
Well, we're both perfect in our own right, Miles.
I like that. Oh.
Yeah.
How you been? How's your weekend been?
How you been?
How you doing?
Yeah, my weekend was good. Yeah. What'd I do?
Well, you've been away a week in Cornwall, right, with the family?
Yes, I have
indeed. Yes. Yes, man.
Sorry?
We did?
Last time. Yeah, of course we did. Yeah. So this...
Okay, sorry.
We forgot what we spoke about last week. Last week was a bit of a write-off.
Yeah.
We were feeling a bit...
Oh, yeah, of course. You'd come back from that. We were a little bit...
But yeah, my weekend was good. What did I do? Friday, I actually went to go check out the new Boha. You know, the new Boha. Harvey's new restaurant called Boha.
Is that how you say it? Boha?
Boha? I don't really know.
I feel like it's Boha.
Boha.
Boha, Boha.
I don't know. I haven't really.
It looks cool. It looks like a monkey. Is it Monkey House?
Yeah. I think they're kind of going for like the Amazonico sort of vibe.
Oh yeah.
It's really nice. And basically, mains are essentially, it's like cuts of steak.
Oh, nice. Is it good?
Really good food.
Really,
very, very, very good. Better than I expected. Not to say I wasn't expecting good things, but really nice food. Actually,
To be fair, I think I'm going on Thursday night for the grand opening. But
yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. Yeah, I wasn't expecting much for food because obviously the backgrounds who've done this, obviously Harvey, Gareth, and there's a few others. It's more pub drinks, you know, bar vibes. So I was kind of like, oh, is the food going to be good? But
well, they've got a very high-end chef in, basically. Nice. And the other guys, Irish Whiskey Co, you know.
Whiskey Co, yeah.
They're the main sort of investor in it, I think, or the main people doing it. And they do very like high-end stuff. So yeah, it's good.
Cool.
And then they opened there's like a downstairs bit that which turns into like a bit of like a bar-y type place, which I ended up stopping by on the Saturday after I went for some food with some friends. It's actually really good fun. And ended up escalating.
Where did you end up?
I ended up somewhere I've never pleased to say I've been.
The raffles.
Yeah. And it was a bit of a blackout sort of night, to be honest. But
you know what? I've heard a few stories from that night.
Have you?
Yeah.
What have you heard?
From what?
Sorry? Who from?
What did you just say there?
I said, what have you heard?
Oh, I thought you said from Yaz. I went, what?
No,
I said, from Yaz.
I said, what have you heard?
So I can't really actually mention it because it comes out on Chelsea, but there's something happened on that night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, look, some juicy stuff. And I relished into it, what happened, because I wasn't part of what happened on that night, but as part of a scene, which was quite funny.
Well, I mean, we can't really talk about that, so...
No, I'm just saying, but like as I always say, honestly, I feel like everything happens in Raffles. Everything and anything that you don't want to happen, happens there.
Yeah.
But good night.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Good night.
How late are we talking?
Quite late. It was... By the time I actually was falling asleep, it was getting light, so... Not good. Ooh, but yeah,
never fun time.
Yeah, it was fun though. It was good.
Yeah.
How about you, mate? You look like you had a nice time away.
Oh, mate, the best. You know what? I think it's the first time I actually not completely, because I was still doing work on my phone, but really relaxed. So I went to south of France, Nice, to see my family. Went with Amelie. It was like so beautiful, so hot and sunny.
Yeah.
Went to this insane hotel, 5-star Hotel Riviera. Like, poor. I felt very poor being there, because it was, yeah, that was a spendy hotel, and I was super fortunate to be there. Obviously, I did pay for it, but I got a friend who works in the hotel business, and she got me 40% off, so that was really, really cool of her. So stayed there, had some great time, literally chilled on the beach. Didn't do much, like ate loads of bread, ate good food, and enjoyed my time, like sunbathing and swimming, and it was really nice to see my family, because obviously I don't really see them a lot. I see them like what, 3-4 times a year, so it was actually really nice to see them. They've just moved into their new place in Nice as well, so I got to see that new place.
Lovely.
Which is sick. It's like they bought an apartment, like a bit of a bachelor pad. I was like, Dad, and my dad chose it. And my mum was like, not sure. I was like, it's good, isn't it? I went, Dad, this is sick. I want this flat. Like, it's very manly flat. Like, it's like black kitchen. Like, you got these rocks on the wall and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, yeah, this is a man's cave. So yeah, that was really, really sweet. And yeah, I kind of relaxed and enjoyed it for once. Honestly, it was the first time I've been away and come back and felt like I don't need to have another holiday. You know that thing where you're like, you go on holiday, you don't really have a holiday because you're like partying or you're doing loads of things.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I rested. Like, I was having like 2-hour naps in the day.
Love that.
Oh, mate, lovely stuff. Yeah. Wait,
yeah, that's big. Did your dad have a French accent? So you like, hey,
Lomond? Well, yes and no. It's a weird French accent. I wouldn't say he's got a very strong or very a French accent that you would tell. It's a weird accent, but he lived in the UK for like over 20 years, so it shouldn't make sense that he still has an accent. But a little bit, not like the typical, oh hello, you know, no, but yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah,
thanks for that.
No worries, mate.
No, that sounds lovely. When you were lying on the beach, some of the videos you're taking, it just looks banging.
You know what? It's really weird. Like, I was looking at the videos again, and I was like, you can never really enjoy the present moment until you look back. And I go, know. Why was I not?
The amount of times I look back at my camera roll at like holidays or certain parts in summer, I'm like, fucking hell, that looks amazing.
Yeah.
And at the time, you're kind of just like, yeah, whatever.
No, you post, you're like, oh, this is cool. And then you're not. And you know what? That's a thing I think in life generally. I think it's really hard these days to
be present. Yeah, that's why you got to meditate, bro.
Whoa, okay. This is taking a turn. Charlie, talk to us. What's this meditation you're doing?
Well, I think we touched on it in a previous episode. And
yeah, you did say you were starting.
Yeah. And
how's it been?
One of our Playtime production clients?
Yeah.
He actually used to be a monk, right?
Who?
Ryan Hargreaves. You're going to meet him.
Oh, sorry. I'm meeting him Friday.
Shout out Ryan Hargreaves.
Ryan, listening. Can't wait to have him on board.
We're meeting him for lunch tomorrow. Anyway, he's got a really interesting story. He used to be a monk, and he was talking to me about meditation. He basically does like guided meditation classes. He's taught like loads of people.
Yeah.
He's a pretty crazy bloke, but I was asking him, how do I get started? And he's going to potentially take me through the process.
Kind of love that. Yeah. Okay, sweet.
Yeah.
Have you done it before?
No, not really.
Okay.
I've tried to do it briefly, but
it is hard.
Yeah, to be honest, need to dab my head, I'm fucking boiling.
Yeah, guys, the studio is real hot.
So I've tried to do it a few times, but my mind, it races, and that's more the reason for me to do it, right?
Yeah,
because yeah, I just want to be more present. Anyway,
meditate. You know, I've got a friend who did 10 days in silence.
10 days?
Yeah.
Mate, this guy, Ryan.
Is that what he's done?
He did 6 months.
What?
Yeah.
6 months in silence?
Yeah. When he was 16.
That's like the worst time.
So he decided he wanted to be... I don't want to talk about it too much because I think we should almost get him on.
Yeah.
He's like a really interesting guy.
Whoa. Okay, so...
But basically, he decided he wanted to be a monk when he was very young. And he essentially went into solitary confinement or whatever. Is it solitary confinement? I don't know what you call it.
Sort of. It's not really.
Solitary confinement is when you're in prison.
Yeah, that's when you, that's when you've messed up in prison. He went to solitary confinement. He was forced to not speak for 6 months.
Yeah.
He's in prison right now.
So he did that and he said it was like the most amazing thing he's ever done. Like he didn't have any technology or anything like that. People would like bring him like food.
How old is he now?
He is 29. Same age as me.
So my thing is, so I think maybe it would have been easier at 16. Like my friend who did it, she's 30 when she did it.
Right.
And she found it extremely difficult, but really at peace. And she only did 10 days. But
surely though, like when you're that young, you're just so excitable and you just like...
Yeah, but do you think you have more discipline now? Whereas when you were younger, you were more maybe erratic and more kind of like, you know, excited and whatever. Whereas now it's like we're constantly on our phones. If you don't have your phone on you, you feel a bit...
You think you were more disciplined when you were 14 years old to what you are now?
No, not more disciplined. That's a bad word. Not disciplined. More like... I feel like if I was told to do something when I was younger, it depends on how you were when you were younger. But for me, I was more like... Dad told me to, you know, shut the fuck up. I would shut the fuck up, right?
But also, so now you're like a rebel.
Yeah, like shh, no, no. It's not that I'm more rebel now, but I just feel like it's more about because of technology now.
Yeah.
When he was 16, what did he have? A BlackBerry?
Yeah, there's more reliance on stuff like that for sure.
Do you know what I mean? So but doing 6 months now, I think would be difficult.
You know what? I'd love to do something like that. I think
I don't know if you could do it, bro.
No, I don't think I could do 6 months, but I'd like to do it for like, I don't know, an hour.
I'd love to try, when my friend told me about it, I would love to try it a week. Just like,
yeah.
Can you know, apparently it's really scary because you're in your thoughts and you're just talking to yourself. And when you go to that place where all the monks are, what is it called? Monastery? No, it's not a monastery.
Well, it depends.
It's like
you could have a load of monks just sitting
there. There is a name for it, but when she went, what she found really difficult.
Is it a flock of monks?
A flock of monks. They're not animals. It's not like a flock. They don't all flock together and just stare at each other.
I think it is a flock of monks. What is it?
Is it a monastery?
Read it out, mate.
Read it out. Oh, it's a monastery. Okay, well, so it is a monastery. All right, okay, we get it. You're right. Just because you lost at McDonald's game, don't get annoyed now.
Yeah, come on, Laurie.
So apparently what was difficult was you do this, so you do 3 meditations per day, and it was then going home to your little, like, cabin to sleep, and that's when it was difficult because it's like you're really alone. Whereas where you're doing meditation, there's loads of monks around you, and then, you know, there's... different, I don't know exactly what she was doing. I don't know if there was someone who talked, who said what you had to do or anything. But that, I think that was easier because obviously you've got a pattern in the day. You've got things to do.
Well, you've got an environment, a perfect environment to
do. But when you're closed in your house.
Obviously, if you were just like living your day-to-day life, there's no way you could do it. You'd be like, get up in the morning, like trying to...
Can you imagine your boss calls you, you're right, mate? Just heavily breathing down the phone.
Yeah, it just wouldn't be possible, would it?
But fair play to anyone who does that.
Yeah, it must be a pretty eye-opening experience. But yeah, like, I feel like, especially the generation just coming through, I think I'm bad with my phone compared to what I used to be, but fuck me. If you're growing up now and you're given like an iPad or whatever when you're really young, you're fucked.
Yeah, you are.
If you're listening to this now, you're fucked, all right?
You're fucked. No, like, what scares me is when I go on planes or when I see... parents with their kids, and like, to shut them up, they give them an iPad. And they, and also, so, oh, actually, this is what I'm talking about. Yeah. I was on the plane home, right? There was this kid, right? Now, I don't even know how he did this. He's playing Minecraft. Okay, it's a game with like cubes. I don't know exactly. I know it's called Minecraft.
Yeah.
And he was playing Minecraft. Whilst he was doing that, he was watching a TV show, put it in the corner as he was watching it. And when I've, bro, this kid must have been 8 years old, and he's doing like breaking these things, making this empire with Minecraft. And at the same time, he swipes, put, and then like chills, watches his show, goes back to Minecraft. I'm like, this guy is 8 years old. How is he doing this? Like when I was eight, I was climbing trees.
I mean, likewise. I mean, it can't see down the tree.
Sick. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds kind of talented, but at the same time, I don't know. Is he going to be able to speak to anyone? Is he going to be able to climb a tree? No.
No, exactly. And we all need to know how to climb a tree. But that is actually true. I tell you what,
that is, like, climbing trees when I was young was like the biggest buzz I used to get. I used to like...
Best thing ever.
I used to just like try and climb everything, mate.
Mate, anything I saw, I'd be... Parkour.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly,
yeah.
Climbing trees.
Did you actually do parkour?
No, I didn't actually.
I was going to say that's a bit gimpy.
Yeah, all right. I mean, I could do a side flip every now and again. No, but climbing trees was definitely like playing with sticks. Like, do you remember playing like sword fighting with sticks?
Yeah.
With your mate? No, is that... Oh, my God. Are you do like, you play... Yeah, there you go. Me and Rory.
One of those people that dresses up in...
No.
Did you know the people I'm talking about? When I was at Reading Uni doing a master's, there was basically outside where I used to revise for my exams. There was basically a society at the uni that they used to do that. And honestly, it's the funniest thing to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, fair play, like, if you just back yourself and you do it.
Yeah, true.
But it's just...
But then I always think, why don't you just get into fencing? Or like into like a sport, an actual sport of that replicate, you know?
I guess they like the reenactment element of it.
I must admit, when you see like those people who do like the Harry Potter one, and they're on broomsticks and they're playing like Quidditch with a football, I always go, you know, oh, I'll get in that. I'll play a little bit. I'm good at that.
Yeah.
I can fly. But like,
I've got to say, I haven't seen a Harry Potter one before.
Have you not seen them? It's hilarious.
No.
It's like they're all on these broomsticks, and they're obviously from like an actual broom. It's not like they've made them, and they're wearing their cloaks. And
wait, sorry, what do you mean they're from an actual broom?
Like a broom? Well, they didn't make the one like from Harry Potter.
Oh, right. So they just picked up from like the cleaners cupboard.
They went home and went, well, this work.
Yeah.
Up.
Oh, there's just someone on the floor.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, what I've seen, which is, I find fascinating because I don't understand it. And this is no disrespect to anyone who likes to play, but this sounds really bad.
Sounds disrespectful.
Yeah, it's going to be disrespectful. Have you seen, do you know something called Ben 10?
No.
So when we were young, there's an animation when we were young, sort of younger, they've got like he's got a watch, and apparently if he presses it, he becomes an animal. Am I right there, Laurie? Sort of, yeah, okay. I saw something about that, right? And then on TikTok, there's these guys who battle each other with the watch, pretending to be animals.
What? So, as in they'll pretend to be a caterpillar, or something?
Maybe not a caterpillar, but they'll go, boom, and then something happens. Well, nothing happens. This is unreal. But yeah, that's and it's a TikTok thing.
Wow, that's interesting. Mm. I definitely would never get into that, but
no. Hey, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, I mean, no, that's actually a really closed mindset of mine. Maybe I should try it.
The day I see you on a TikTok live with a big watch going, oh, I'm a caterpillar.
Well,
is the day you're fired.
It's also the fact you're doing it on TikTok. It's just a bit like, come on, mate.
Yeah.
Grow up.
Well, yeah, but the thing is that I mean, no disrespect again, like, it is, you know, these old guys who clearly haven't grown up, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, whatever floats your boat, right?
What this actually could be good way, segue into something here. When do you think is the appropriate age to leave the nest? When I mean nest, like your family home.
Well, it completely depends on your circumstances, right?
True.
I mean, it would naturally be when the person feels like they want to have a bit more independence.
So my question to you now is, why is it acceptable that women can leave home at a later age, but then when it's a man and a woman finds out that, let's say, the guy who's maybe 26, 27, who still lives with his parents, is like, oh, that's like...
What? So you mean, for example...
If you met a girl, yeah. Let's say you met a girl, you really fancied her, you go on a few dates, and she then on third date tells you, yeah, I still live with my parents, and she's, I don't know, 26.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Inconvenient, for sure.
But because you have your own place, does it really matter to you?
No. I mean, it doesn't hugely matter. To be honest, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
But
if it was vice versa?
It depends the reasons you're doing it, really. Like... if you're just doing it and like, I don't know, you're just like, I don't know, doing it because you just want to stay at home and you like want to be a kid still, then I guess it's probably a bit weird. If you're like sleeping in your mum, dad's bed and like...
Oh, that would be a bit weird.
Not that I've ever
Snuggles.
Done that. Yeah.
No, for example, I feel like a lot of women... would be turned off by man.
Oh yeah, it like
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think
if I was on a date and like it's going really well and I'm like, babe, do you want to come back to mine? And then I put the keys in, hey mom, hey dad, you're right. I think the guy would be like, what the fuck.
Yeah, well it kind of goes back to this whole thing we always talk about with how girls usually look for, I guess, the status and that financial... No, that sounds bad.
No, but it's true.
Maybe more stability in terms of that front.
Yeah.
That being said, I don't think it's always like necessarily a deal breaker. If your circumstances are you're living at home, you live in London, it makes sense. Yeah. While you say it for a house, fair play. I think that's fine.
Yeah, true. Yeah, no.
What do you think?
It's a hard one, isn't it? I think naturally, if I hear that a girl who's my age, who lives with her parents, I wouldn't really think twice. I'd just be like, okay, maybe if she was 30, I'd be like, oh, a bit weird that you're 30 and you're living with your parents. But, you know, late 20s, yeah, it's fine. But then again, if I've heard, like, I met someone and the guy was like, oh, yeah, I live with my parents and he's my age, I'd be like, why are you still living with your parents? But then again, like you said, you don't know. He might be saving up for a house and it's easier.
Also, there's a lot of people that just aren't as fortunate sort of like in their jobs or whatever and career-wise or just like financially in general.
Well, Conor McGregor, before he made it, lived with his parents with his girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah. And when he made his first like 60K at the UFC... that's when you moved out and then got Range Rover and bought loads of stuff.
I was actually watching Conor McGregor this morning on the tube. Oh, nice. Law of Attraction. Have you seen it?
What, the new documentary?
Is that what it's called?
What is it? I don't know what you're talking about.
No. As in, it's basically a YouTube video.
Oh.
And it basically is talking about how he basically... goes off the law of attraction, which is like, you know, you preach it and
it will happen.
He was definitely one of them. Is this mad video where he basically says in a press conference exactly what he's going to do with Aldo.
Yeah, the Aldo fight.
And it's something like, and the way he says it, it's like proper poetic. And the guy reads it out in the post fight press conference, and he's like, I'm actually going to play it because it's just crazy.
His left hand is weak. He's going to run at me and then he walks back. And
he's going to drop into.
It's unbelievable.
And it's just absolutely crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me actually get it up.
It's funny. It's sad because that Conor McGregor for me is one of the elitist people in the sport industry for sure. And again, I think... he has changed, but you got to remember, like, I think people always forget money and age will you'll naturally change in a certain way. So the old Conor McGregor, you won't get him back. Although when you watch those clips, you're like, fucking hell, he was an absolute warrior.
Yeah,
like,
crazy.
He was just knocking people out for fun.
It was that period where he like won all the belts. It was crazy. Oh,
and when he goes, ooh, did he get to double bait first? Oh, that looks good. Yeah. That looks good.
Yeah, it's crazy. Wait,
I just want to apologize to absolutely nobody. That's so good. The double champ does what the double champ wants. Yeah, yeah. I, as you can see, I'm a bit of a Conor McGregor fan. Absolutely love him.
You're going to have to fill some time while I can't multitask.
Type in Conor McGregor press conference. Motivation. It will come up. Yeah. Well, yeah, Conor McGregor is a legend. Actually, I want to go into this later about the feud that we have, you know, in social media, influencer boxing. Even Logan Paul recently called out Conor McGregor. With like a £2 million deal, which is a little bit mad. But at the same time, I mean, Conor McGregor is so rich. I think $2 million is nothing to him. Well, guys, whilst we wait, Charlie wants to watch this little... Here's an ad break. We don't have an ad. Don't really know what to say. Apart from, hope everyone's looking, feeling good at the moment. It's hot. I'm hot. I'm sweating a little bit underneath, I'm not gonna lie. I also did a 10K run today. Fucking hell, that was horrible. Never again. 10Ks are not for me. No, actually, 10Ks are fun. However, for me, right, this is my ethos on running, right? I do running purely for mental de-stress. Okay, that is what I utilize running for. I don't care about numbers. I don't care about how fast I'm running it or what the distance is. I'm always about like, okay, well, I really want to feel good. And when I do a run, I always feel great because I'm not thinking about anything else, but just enjoying the run. And today I went for a run and it was all about, well, it wasn't all about, but it was kind of, I was running with someone and it was more about the distance and let's, you know, do it on this time and all this. And it took it out of me because in my head I was like, oh, focus on my watch. I was like, okay, I'm running this KM, I need to do this.
Here we go.
And it was non-enjoyable. I'd rather, he's back.
Yeah, I've been getting from some running recently, but let's just listen to this.
How are you, sir? How are you? Congratulations, thank you. I was asking you on Thursday about his right hand. Yeah. Can I tell you what you told me? I said his right hand would get him into trouble if the shot I predicted. I said he'd overload on his right hand. I said I'd slip. I said I'd bang the left hook. And that's what happened. Word for word, you said, I felt when we stared down, I felt his right hand was twitching, which was a subtle tell for me. He is ready to unload that right hand, and I feel that could be a downfall for him. If he lets that right hand go, I will not be here. I simply enter the way I enter, and that is enough. They either overextend or they shrink away, but either way, it is not good for them. I will create traps and dead space inside that octagon, and I will walk him into that dead space. But all of a sudden, he will be in danger. How do you do that? I mean, if you can see it here, and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen.
Yeah. I love that.
Crazy.
If you see it,
sorry, we probably shouldn't have sent so long.
If you see it and you believe it, it will happen. I love that. It's great. It's yeah, the old Conor McGregor was an elite man. Again, yeah, like I said, he was.
It's a bit of a nut, wasn't he? So sorry, where were we?
What were we talking about that?
Yes, yeah, crazy guy. I forgot what we were like. The general gist of the conversation is though.
Talking about different things, to go following from that really was, I was going to lead into talking about currently the what's going on in boxing and MMA and the fighting industry at the moment.
So yeah, I don't know anything about KSI. Know,
so I follow them quite a bit because I actually do enjoy YouTubers, and obviously Tommy Fury is, you know.
I know he beat Jake Paul.
Yeah, he beat Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Not very well, I must admit. Like, he didn't beat him, like, extremely well. Like, he beat him, which is great, and he should have. But now, the fight is KSI and Tommy Fury.
Right.
Do you know who KSI is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you know who Tommy Fury is. Who's, out of them two now, who do you think is going to win?
Well, Tommy Fury, because he's an actual boxer.
Yeah, this is what everyone's saying. And I agree. I think Tommy Fury should win and has to win. But there's something about KSI, and it goes back to kind of Conor McGregor. KSI has so much self-belief in him as a person. And he did beat Logan Paul, who was also a huge unit.
Logan Paul's just a fucking YouTuber, though.
But he's an athlete, and he's still like, he's not just a random...
What's an athlete?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, he did wrestling.
Really?
Yeah, he was a wrestler.
Interesting.
You're going to search that up again?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Another break. So let me go back to my 10K run.
Logan Paul a...
Not anymore, obviously. Is he still doing it now? Oh, fair. So he is doing it now.
Professional wrestler. He's currently signed... Oh, as in by professional wrestler, he's like a performance wrestler.
No, not WWE. Yeah. So WWE, yeah, but I'm talking about wrestling when he was younger. So he was a amateur wrestler. I can't remember what the divisions are called.
Yeah.
But actual wrestler, I'm not talking about what he does now, which I know he's done WWE. Yeah, he's not. But honestly, if you watch him do WWE, fuck me, you've got to be athletic to do that. He's doing backflips off the ropes, slam dunking on people. Like it's a
But
I mean, anyway, going away from that, what I'm saying is KSI did beat Logan Paul, whatever. Logan Paul obviously is no comparison to Tommy Fury, because Tommy Fury has been a fighter since he was like 15. But it's a weird one. I really think, obviously, Tommy Fury will win, but I just, there's something in me that goes, we might be shocked.
Has KSI beat Jake Paul?
No, they haven't had the fight yet.
Right.
Basically, KSI, what he's saying at the moment is, if he beats Tommy Fury, then he doesn't have to fight Jake Paul because Jake Paul lost against Tommy Fury. So he's kind of like done. I think it's stupid to do that because everyone wants to watch and see the KSI Jake Paul fight.
Well, it's just part of his chat and his sort of like game, isn't it? But also, obviously it will happen at some stage.
But also, how much would it piss off Jake? Can you imagine? It's like he beat the guy that Jake didn't beat and then also goes, I'm not going to fight you. And he's like...
How much are they getting paid for this fight?
So I think Tommy Fury is making $2 million.
Oh, not as much as I thought, actually.
I mean, for an amateur... some pros don't even get that.
So Paul, 1.5 mil, which is 1.1 mil. KSI...
I think KSI made it.
They're going to make 1.1 mil each. Sterling.
I mean,
I guess it is obviously fuck loads considering they're not actually professional boxers.
Also, I think that's out without the promotions.
Yeah, that would just be the purse.
Yeah.
So obviously, mad. And also for, don't they do Prime together?
Yeah.
So it's just going to be like...
Oh, it's a joke.
Obviously, it's just an absolute no-brainer for promotional purposes, isn't it?
Yeah, I got asked... who asked me? Were you there when someone asked me, would you fight? Oh no. So I'm filming a documentary at the moment and we interviewed Michael Griffiths. Do you know Michael Griffiths from Love Island? So I was chatting to him about, because obviously he's very close to Tommy Fury, and I was like, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, obviously like I'd never do it. And he was like, okay, I'll tell you right now, if I offered you 150K to fight a random influencer, you're telling me you wouldn't do it. And I went, well, yeah, I mean, maybe I would. He's like, yeah, I think everyone is like this thing, like, nah, whatever. It's what they're doing is making mad amounts of money and the people want to see it. It's like, and it's so true when you think about it, it's two people that are kind of famous that you go, I want to watch them fight each other who are not in fighting, who are not fighters. And that's really entertaining.
What do you reckon would be your number to fight?
I think anything above 50. I would do it because it
would have to depend on the opponent, right?
Yeah. I would want to fight someone.
You wouldn't have a say in it though, really.
Well, yeah, you could, they do match them up.
Yeah. But I mean, you couldn't just pick
you do, like the way Misfits work is they've got their prelims or whatever it's called. And they're fighters and they go through negotiations with the fighters they want to fight. And then they kind of like call someone out. I'm like, I'm calling you out. And then it kind of happens like that.
Yeah.
So I'd have to call someone out.
Yeah. It would have to be a relative, like, sort of.
James Taylor. you're fucked. I'm joking.
You should call him out.
Yeah. No, he's a dad now. He won't. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Even more reason to.
But yeah, I would do it for, yeah, I think, but I'll do 50K. Would you?
Depends who I fight, mate. I've done a white collar before and it was fucked.
Oh yeah, we've spoken about this on the podcast.
Yeah.
But like now your knowledge of that experience, knowing that you could probably also train with some really cool people and with money, where's your price?
Similar to you probably.
Yeah, I think so.
Mate, to be fair, I'd do it for less than that.
What's the minimum? I wouldn't do it for 10. To put myself through all that training for $10,000.
Name someone and I'll name a price. Yeah, it really depends on the person. Like, because if it's just like some puny little pussy, I would just do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, obviously. Five. Give me a fiver, mate. I'll do it for free. Okay.
KSI?
I'll
do it for free, mate.
Call him out.
Yeah. Watch out, KSI.
Okay, no. Logan Paul, because you're the similar height.
I don't know anything about him.
But he's the same stature as Logan Paul, I reckon. Bro, he's bigger than Logan. Show me a picture.
Well, less. Ooh, fuck.
I feel like you're very similar in like height and like, you know, and you know, body
Logan
shape.
Paul height. Fucking hell,
look at that.
Weight.
Look at that.
He's. Do you reckon he's juiced?
Yeah, 100%.
He's 6'2", so same height as me. 93 yep. kilos. He's a cute couple kilos lighter than me.
Oh, what you saying, Logan? Playtime, bring the Playtime boys on your card.
Yeah, fair play. Yeah, nice. Well, anyway, it's quite difficult to say, really, isn't it?
Okay.
Obviously, if I'm fighting someone experienced, I would have to be paid a lot.
Okay. What about Castle of Love Island?
Castle of Love Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably fight most of the people apart from Josh LaGrove because he's an actual boxer.
Oh yeah, he was.
Oh, he was on my series this year. Most other people on the series. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say any names. Last time we mentioned any names, everyone got their knickers in a twist.
Yeah. Go ahead. Mate, he gives a fuck.
Who's that guy that we called out with his girlfriend who then wrote, they tweeted about us. I actually can't remember the name.
I don't know their names either.
What is their name? Wait, what's his name?
Andrew.
Andrew, there we go.
Yeah.
Who used to follow us and now he unfollowed us.
Yeah.
What would you do to fight him?
What would I do to fight him?
No, sorry. I'm actually like, yeah, go.
Yeah, I'd pay 10K.
10K?
No.
Oh my god, that's an insult. He'd pay you 10K to beat you up.
I'm joking.
But you'd be happy with 10K to do that fight?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Fair.
I do it, look, I...
I love it.
Yeah, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
5K.
Sit up,
boy. yeah. Misfits, man, sit up. No, I mean... Yeah, I don't know. The thing is, I joke about it, but it is a fucking serious, like...
Yeah.
I respect anyone who does it.
Look, okay, so I know we spoke about this a while back, but I did a white collar, and I can tell you now, it is by far the most, like nerve-wracking thing I've ever done in my life.
Mm.
And, you know, I play quite a lot of different... like competitive sport, like relatively high level and stuff, and that is just like smashes it out of the park.
Yeah,
it is just ridiculous. I almost had a blackout from when I walked out to when I was.
I thought you meant when you did your first punch.
No. From when I walked, ring walk out to like when I was sat outside afterwards, like having like lost after like the first round.
They threw the towel in, didn't they?
Yeah, basically.
Because I think a lot of people, you know what, the one thing that people forget about boxing is actually not even the punches, is your cardio. Like, you get gassed out so quickly.
Yeah. It's 100% the cardio, it's the technique. Essentially, I just trained to look good.
I bet you look shredded.
Yeah, I was in good shape. Nice. But yeah, I wouldn't advise it. But anyway, it's crazy, like the whole thing, so nerve-wracking. And that was in front of a crowd of probably about 300 people.
That's even
if you do it in front of however big the crowd is, like 40,000, I don't know what it is.
Oh my God, yeah.
No Plus, way. You know, everyone's watching all over the world. Well, not all over the world, but you know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Lots of people are watching. It must be crazy.
You kind of feel the pressure of what they would feel like. When I watched AJ lose, and you've got all the English fans like booing him, and it was like in New York, that stadium, that huge stadium. And it's like thousands and thousands of people go, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
And you're just in the middle being like, sweet.
Yeah.
My own country's turning on me.
It takes crazy amount of nerve and just mental strength.
Also, you're playing a sport to get hit in the face.
Yeah.
Like, that's mad.
Well, I guess if you're a professional, though, it's what you're used to. You do it day in, day out. So yeah. It's just like natural. But I did actually really struggle with the concept of just like, because when you get punched, you're not supposed to like run away, which would be quite nice. Like, you actually are supposed to like take it and like not even like duck away, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Supposed to move forward. But yeah. I mean, look, the only person I know who can do that so well is Canelo, man. Canelo is a beast.
You know Canelo?
No, yeah, of course, he's my mate.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Yo, Canelo, you right? Do you want to come on Playtime Podcast? Sick. See you soon.
Yeah, crazy stuff. But yeah, not for me. I reckon, Miles, you should do it, mate. Thing is, though, when I suggested that, I could already see you like, well, the thing is, the reason why I can't do it is...
I've got golfer's elbow, okay? I've got a tweet.
You were going to do it with Harvey, right?
This was years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
This was three years ago. Yeah. So, I went away. I did a show when they were talking about it. Yeah. But that... Yeah, fuck. Yeah, that was true. Yeah.
I don't know, bro. I think it's one of those things, unless you're really into it, it's not worth it.
Like, the thing is, I'm proud to say, like, fighting is not my thing. I'm not a fighter. Like, I wouldn't be here and be like, yeah, I'll beat you up. Like, I won't, okay?
Yeah.
I mean,
there's not many people that kind of walk into a room and be like, yeah, I'll fucking beat you
up. Mate, you know actually who said this once, which was the funniest thing ever. So when I started Chelsea, maybe three, four years in, Sam Thompson had got into like this mad shape, right? Mad shape. And he took a year off Chelsea or something like that. And then he came back and he was in this incredible nick, like put some weight on and everything. And we were talking, and obviously, you know, when you kind of get those first gym gains, you get a little bit cocky, right? And he was talking to us when we were on set, and he was like, yeah, do you know what I just love about being this big? And I was like, what? He goes, oh, I just know I walk in a room, I could literally knock anyone out. I looked at him and went, oh, you have no idea, bro. If you think that, I wish you could say that somebody's going to knock you out, because that is not the case.
Yeah, it's not how it works.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously, it deters people from fighting you, for sure.
Yeah. I think you naturally, even when I see someone who's like fucking in mad shape, you're kind of like, whoa. But then you're like, you'll gas out soon.
Yeah. It doesn't correlate to being good at fighting at all. Yeah. But people just naturally don't want to fuck with you.
Okay, you know what the one thing I would want to do?
What?
And it's actually more dangerous. What? Is MMA.
Apparently, it's not more dangerous, though.
Well, an elbow to the face is not fun.
Apparently, boxing is more dangerous because of the repeat.
So, okay, I wasn't...
The way you're concussed?
Yeah, because also there's quicker knockouts in... So in boxing, you're repeatedly getting punched, whereas in MMA, it's less punching. It's more one punch.
Correct.
Knockouts.
So it's more... what's the word? It's a quicker... like knockout, whereas in boxing it can be, you can get to the point of nearly being knocked out and then you can keep on getting punched and get brain damage.
Yeah.
So apparently it's worse for you.
Don't do boxing, kids.
But that being said, I'd much prefer to do a boxing match than an MMA match. Fuck that.
I don't know why. There's something,
bro,
about...
Bro, you do an MMA match?
Yeah, I would.
No fucking way.
I
will believe that when I see it. Like, anyone that does MMA has got balls.
Yeah, I... I think I've got them. I'm not here gonna say, oh yeah, I'm gonna plan an MMA fight. I just really love it. Like, obviously, I've done a bit of Muay Thai with Charlie, the other Charlie, and there's a few that I just really enjoyed it. And like,
should we set up a fight, me and you?
You know, in Corsica, I choked someone out.
Who?
He's gonna hate me if I say this on air. But Tristan,
what? How did that happen?
So we got drunk, right? And we're like, let's wrestle. And he did a classic rugby
naked
tackle. Yep, with oil. No, he did a classic rugby tackle.
Yeah,
took my legs, but his head landed here. So I scooped up and then locked here and then squeezed and then wrapped my legs around his back like that, so he couldn't move. So I was like that. To the point where everyone was like, oh my God, you've got to, Tristan, tap out. You're going to fucking choke out. And respect to Tristan, he is a fighter. He will not let go. So I'm squeezing to the point that I'm getting scared I'm going to snap his neck, because his neck is bent that way and his body's this way. I hear a crack. As soon as I hear the crack, I let go. And I was like, oh my fucking God, I think I just cracked your neck. And it was actually his teeth. They were grinding so much. Yeah, and he, let's just say, he like did not like that I took him down like that. Like, Rez was making jokes and he was like, shut the fuck up, just don't fucking make jokes. Like, don't say that around people. Like, he didn't, he cheated. Like, we were resting, we weren't. And I was like, bro, mate, it's fine. If you lost, you lost.
Sounds like you and Tristan should have a fight.
Mate, did say we were drunk that night. We did say, should we do an MMA fight? I was getting really cocky. I don't know how I won that, because Tristan is fucking strong. And I think I got that by luck.
He's a big boy, isn't he?
He's a big boy. But because there's a few, it sounds stupid. I don't know how to fucking properly MMA or jiu-jitsu. But because of Charlie, boy, he's taught me a few things. Like, I've done pads with him. He's grappled me a few times. And I'm very much a... what are they called when you watch something, you learn from watching? Is that a thing? Is that a word? Observational learner. So when I see, I'm very good at replicating things. So if I see something, I'm like, okay, I see that. And that's what I did. I basically did what Khabib did to McGregor.
Fuck off.
Yeah, I did.
Mate, shut up. Mate, you're telling your stories if you're a fucking professional MMA fighter. Mate, come on, let's get back onto earth. I did what Khabib did to McGregor.
No, not what
No, you fucking didn't.
No, I didn't, but
bro, I'm just an observational learner. I watched Khabib take down McGregor and I just did on Tristan.
Yeah, I did. That's what I did, boys. Anyway, I won. That's what counts. Fuck me, that made me sway.
Yeah, fair play, mate. Well, I didn't realize you were such an observational learner. Maybe I should watch out for what I do.
Don't take me now, bro, because I'll choke you out.
Yeah, yeah. When I'm doing something I don't want you to do, I'll ask you to look away.
Yeah. But in saying that, I really would love to do it.
Okay.
I would probably do it as a sparring. I would like to spar MMA just to see how it, like, to go for it.
Yeah,
fair. More than boxing.
I do quite want to try BJJ. Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
I would really like to try BJ's. Okay.
No.
Yeah. I've always said we should do it and get mic'd up and get humbled.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm down for it. There's a really really famous one in the city. There's a guy,
where all the boys go.
I go to Asahi in the city, you know, like the place where you get the Asahi bowl things.
Oh, Asahi.
Asahi? Is it Asahi?
Asahi. Why you said he at the end? Asahi.
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 Okay, whatever.
Yeah, Asahi.
You know what I mean?
Asahi Berry.
Yeah. And the guy there, he does it and he's like, there's a really good place to do that.
Yeah. Well, there's a place opposite my house.
Is there?
Yeah. So, you know, in the entrance. Oh,
mate, I swear that's like a...
Hey, don't diss. It's karate, judo and BJJ.
Is it for adults though?
Yeah.
Just because
because you see the kids go in.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, because there's obviously our kids' class, which, by the way, don't mistake in those kids. They'll fuck you up.
Yeah, to be fair.
They would probably fuck us up.
Yeah, they probably would.
But I would love to do it.
Yeah, well, let's try it.
Let's do it.
Let's move on from combat sports.
Sorry, yeah.
We've been talking about it for probably like the majority of the podcast.
Yeah,
now.
And no one's going to enjoy this. So, well, maybe the boys.
So, what was the other thing you wanted to talk about? There was one more thing, and then I'll talk about some stuff in the next episode. It was to do with The Rock and Oprah, who have set up this
GoFundMe page, essentially.
Do you want to explain what it is?
Yeah, so if no one is aware, and if you haven't watched the news, in Maui, there was a horrendous fire disaster that wiped out, I mean, literally thousands and thousands of acres of land and properties and businesses and homes. And it was really, really bad, right? So Oprah has a house in Maui, right? And I think it was 2 days ago, Oprah and The Rock did a video by saying to the American people, you know, this is a terrible disaster. You know, can you, we've set up this link to help all the people of Maui to give them money. So please donate here. And it got slated to the point that no one had one positive thing to say about it. And everyone's really pissed off is because, well, these rich billionaires who are telling you who can't, you know, people who can't afford even their rents these days to basically pay up some money, right? And it's not, that's not a bad thing. Obviously, donation pages are amazing. But what was going on as well, which is something that we don't really understand, and I've only really read into it a little bit, so I don't know the full depth of it. But the people in Maui who put their own pages up on their Instagrams of GoFundMe or help me with money got deleted. Their posts got deleted. Their links got deleted. We don't understand why. There was a whole news article about it. And essentially, Oprah and The Rock are getting slated because what happened before the fires is that Oprah and The Rock managed to get firefighters to their property before the fire actually expanded privately. And when you type in Oprah's house in Maui, there's a picture of like these two mansions, right? And that's it. You're like, okay, cool. Really nice houses, but cool. If you zoom out, she owns 1,000 acres of property.
Yeah, I was about to say, I just got the stat here. She owns 13 properties on the Hawaii Islands, adding up to over 1,000 acres.
Yeah.
And she has a net worth of $2.5 billion.
Yeah.
While Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the world's highest paid actor at $270 million a year.
Wow.
Yeah. So my thoughts on it, right, are how true do we think it is that, like, so are you basically suggesting that they had some sort of thing where they blocked all these other GoFundMe pages?
So apparently
And how true, sorry, and also, just to add to that, how true is it that they got private firefighters just for their houses? Is that just a rumor or is that true?
No. So it came out in the press. There was a whole talk. I don't know who she was. She spoke about it openly. But for example, Oprah got to talk before the mayor to like take pictures of people. And it's like, what the fuck is going on? We're not here to meet a celebrity. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's what was sparking loads of like anger. And so again, I don't know the depths of it. I just read it this morning. They didn't have any water supplies, so they couldn't put out the fires from 10 a.m. So the fires, like, apparently started from 9 a.m. And again, in the comments, if I'm wrong with my facts here, I don't remember exactly, but it started around 9 a.m. and apparently until 10 p.m. it was still going on because they didn't have enough, you know, helicopters, the waters and all that kind of stuff to put it out.
Right. So
And it's to do with something in the financial world and the corporate world and the government who are holding something back, and this whole problem, Barry.
Fair. I mean, I don't really know the details of that, so I can't really comment. But
yeah.
I guess like them starting up a GoFundMe page for it, I think is completely legit. People are just, like, that's just basically being angry at people for having wealth, and they've obviously worked hard to get there.
Okay, so that's not how it's seen. Can I show you the actual video? I've saved it.
Okay.
Oh. Fucking hell. Sorry, guys. This is what it is. Okay. This is what it is. Sorry, might have to talk whilst I look for this one now.
Yeah, so obviously now I'm going to talk on my own, guys. I've been getting bitten up to fuck at the moment. Honestly, I've got bites everywhere. You can see them here. I've got one in my ear. I've got like them all over my body. I won't show you, but That's strictly for Patreon. And yeah, I don't really know what to do because basically I can't close the window because it's too fucking hot to sleep. But then I think there's like some little bug that's coming in. Or maybe there's a spider that lives in my room. Who knows? I have to do some investigation.
Okay, here we go.
Who is he? Hearing what the locals are saying during Maui City Council?
You put me in a serpent in and ask us if we need prayer in the very beginning. Who is he? They said, she knows the governor. We didn't need her in there. And Bo and I,
with the tragic events that happened in the Hawaii fires, these residents were there, attended the Maui City Council to voice their voices and share their frustrations. This woman stated that they couldn't watch the news due to power loss. The residents were understandably frustrated at the city council.
Everything, you know, the civic center is there.
Their homes are gone and they lost many loved ones. Our prayers goes out to them.
So that's not the full video I watched. This is just another one that I saw. There's another one who does, he's a podcaster. He's like a news podcaster guy. And he like goes into depth about the reasons why the Rock and the Oprah situation, why it was so wrong. And it's really, really smart.
We'll have to find it.
And I really...
You'll find it another time because there's no way you'll find it now. But yeah, I mean, just talking about the topic of like if it was on its own in isolation, I don't think there's any issue with it.
Yeah, look, I mean, look, at the end of the day, like no one's saying that setting up, especially celebrities setting up that sort of page to raise money is a bad thing. But I think there's a frustration with the public looking at the, you know, these glorified celebrities who are making millions, if not billions of money, who sit in their mansions and who live in where the disaster happened, but they get protected before anyone else. That's one of the key topics, the points that they were talking about.
Yeah, did they get protected before everyone else, though? That's the
there's a video on it.
Because obviously, like, there's like hearsay and then there's like actual facts.
I wouldn't be surprised. If I had that much money and I knew there was a fire and then and you were like in the billions, I reckon that would probably happen.
Yeah.
But like, I only protect my land.
I mean, if you were in that scenario, Miles,
yeah,
what would you do?
I don't know. To be honest with you, if I was in that scenario,
I'd sacrifice myself.
Yeah, take me. No, but the thing is if that was me and if you just said, how much is she worth?
Oprah? 2.3 bill.
Bro, like this whole great to GoFundMe page, but I would give millions back then. Like, did you not hear what Money Mayweather, what's the name?
Floyd.
I've got a blank with names today. Floyd Mayweather put 77 people in 77 families in hotels at the disaster and all that. So he's helped in some sort of way. Like,
just search it up. Apparently, they donated 10 mil.
Who?
The Rock.
Okay. Yeah, well,
fair. That's a decent amount of cash.
Well, I'll take back everything I said. Definitely. Well, you know what? Actually, I wasn't actually slating him in any way. There was this, I saw this this article, this person was talking about it, and it was really interesting to see what they were trying to explain. And I can't explain myself properly because I can't really remember exactly what he was talking about. But if I do, I'll post it on the Playtime Instagram so you guys can actually see that video because it was very interesting.
Okay. Sounds good.
Great. Well, we'll finish it there, boys and girls. Thanks for joining us. I'm sorry for the awkward silences that we both had searching videos.
They weren't awkward. Mine wasn't awkward. Mine was pretty good. I actually think I freestyle pretty well. Everyone's going to be commenting underneath, like, what? Charlie, tell us what happened next time to the spider who keeps on biting you in your room.
I swear, after this whole podcast, if all the comments are just that,
please, everyone comment asking me about that.
Please don't. Please.
Because then I can talk about it next time.
No, because it's just like, it's
look, there's one here as well, if you can zoom in.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, it's a big boy. Yeah, I'll find out. Anyway, so we'll end it there.
Yeah, okay, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Please don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube. We have a Patreon page with exclusive episodes and more. And on top of that, please give us a rating on Spotify. It really helps us with our numbers. We love you so much. And I want to do a little reminder to anyone who watches us, who stops myself or Charlie in the street to say how much you guys love the podcast. We love it. Do it more, because it makes my day. And yeah, it makes Charlie's day. And we really, really appreciate all the love and support. We're still growing. We're still hustling to make this, you know, one of the top podcasts in the UK. And we want to thank you for growing with us. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're growing together.
We're growing together. We've got synergy. We love you. Anyway, thanks for watching. We'll check you out later.
Check you out later.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.